Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Stream the show live every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Jim Stucks walked in, gave us a little crap about being too down that hour. A lot of death and destruction there. And I mentioned, when we start talking death, I start thinking about personal stuff and I get a little angry. But he blamed Nick on it. He said Nick sucked us down into the dark dystopian death hole. and I said, yeah, you're probably right. So we're going to liven things up. What is this, Puss? What's the shine technique?
Oh, you're going to be
feeling refreshed in the morning.
Oh, you're going to hate this.
Just reading the headline, technique to help you feel refreshed in the morning.
Oh, you're going to hate it.
Oh,
I'm not going to.
I don't do it, right?
None of it.
Okay.
None of it.
Do you,
so they're talking about.
Do you guys do any of this?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
They're talking about, so you've gotten a full night's sleep. You still wake up feeling groggy and tired. What's the deal?
Are these people that wake up and they mill about the house for a little while? Because none of us do that. We wake up and we go.
Yeah, no.
I assume a lot of other people do the same.
Oh, a lot of people
I could probably do this in the afternoon.
A 2-hour early morning routine I don't know, where they sit down and meditate a little bit. Who's got time for that?
No, that's not it, Todd. Most people, especially guys and women, they have to get up and shower and clean up and comb their hair and look good and go to work. I mean, that takes some time. Especially for a lot of ladies, they want to do the whole bit, you know?
A lot of times I will comb my hair.
And put your hat
That's
right
what
back
a hat's for.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. These are people that they're trying. If you're trying to break out of bad habits in your morning,
got it.
This lady, she's a cognitive behavior therapist. I guess it's two people that wrote this book, and it's
okay.
This is their technique. They call it the Shine technique, and every letter stands for something.
No, that's why. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna hate.
So S's take a crap, right?
Nope.
No.
Nope. S's.
That's what I do right away. I do the S right away.
S stands for silence, which is important to incorporate into your morning so you can reflect on the day ahead.
Well, we all get that at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, but I'm guessing you're not.
The first person I talk to is Puss.
Pretty silent.
Yeah. You're not centering your mind with a few minutes of simply sitting in the stillness of your environment.
No, well, I'm.
No.
Then I was right.
I'm S-ing. Right. I go to the toilet and I S. That's the S for me.
A little bit. That's meditation. What they describe right there is a brief meditation.
Yeah, so.
I don't have time for that, man.
No.
I got an S.
Some breathing techniques done right there. Just.
Well, sometimes I breathe heavy when I'm S-ing.
Yeah, that's grunting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, bearing down. That is not listed.
Bearing down is not
bearing
listed.
Bearing down is
what's
not,
the H?
Not on the list.
The H is happiness. Start your day on a positive note. You're likely to feel more resilient to the day's challenges. They recommend positive affirmations each morning to help improve your mindset.
Why am I?
People like me.
I am spacing on the comic I was here recently.
Chad Daniels.
Went through a lot of therapy, so he does that positive stuff.
And they say
journals positive stuff.
He was talking about doing that at the end of the day.
Three things he was thankful for
that happened that day.
Yeah, he does it that.
But he said
it
he reads them the next morning. First thing. Right. They said they advise making a point of writing
down. He's a comic, too. He's not.
getting up, and going to work.
Right, yeah. Exactly. It's a whole different thing. Right.
They want you to write down some affirmations for the day ahead after you get up, focusing on attracting good outcomes rather than avoiding negative ones.
No time. I got no time for any of this.
Be sure to keep them in the present tense and remember to speak them aloud with conviction. I'm going to have a great day. I am open to opportunities.
I think we should save all this for the first segment of the show every morning. Let's start doing some positive affirmations for the first break of the show every day.
If I was sitting at the kitchen table in the dark in the morning, just sitting there being like, I'm going to have a great day. Yeah. My family would have me committed.
Psycho.
Well, you'd kick your own ass.
Right.
The first thing I did, besides a little small talk with Puss, was we turned the mics on. We went live today, and we talked about this guy's foot-long dong. That was the first thing. That's the first conversation I had this morning. So this has nothing to do with us.
No.
We were talking about inadvertently tossing an ostrich at 6:07 yesterday.
Yesterday, right. Right. Yes. Inadvertently tossing it, right.
I stands for intention.
Yeah, these are people that go to work at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and get up at like 5.
Sure.
And
you could do them. We could do them. We'd have to wake up earlier and do it.
Yeah, right? I don't want to wake up earlier.
See, I don't want to do any of this anyway. If I'm sitting down at the kitchen table, you're right, at like, I don't know, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning going, I'm a good guy. I'm a funny guy. I can do this, you know.
It's psycho. Stuart Smalley.
It is. Totally it's a lot Smalley. Of that. It's alongside laying down how you want to feel throughout the day, taking time to get clear on what you want to achieve.
What's N? This is N?
This is I. Intention.
What was H?
Happiness.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, she's humping.
So know. Basically, they want to... They want you to actually
go back in and hump.
Toss one off, clear your tubes.
Right.
They want you to write down a list of things that you want to physically achieve that day.
Okay.
Right after you get up.
That might be something you do after work, too, for that matter. Yeah.
A quick to-do list filled with realistic goals that you can tick off throughout the day is beneficial, and you can look back over it at night, come nighttime, and take stock of how much you've achieved.
All right. I'll do that today.
No, you won't.
No, we won't.
We're not going to do any of this. Nourishment is N.
Yeah, which means no skipping breakfast, which is exactly what we do.
Yeah. Give yourself time to enjoy and appreciate your breakfast.
Anybody here eat breakfast?
Nah.
No. Nope.
No. Coffee.
No, yeah. I haven't done since. I used to have a power bar, but since I fast, I don't do anything until we get off the air.
Right. Yeah, sometimes I'll eat breakfast food after the show.
I'm doing what I can to be more like Tyler.
Yeah.
So, I don't eat in the morning anymore.
Yeah,
and they also say you should mix up your breakfast menu, and I think there's a lot of people who
Let's
just...
Let's get wings. We got wings the other day, you know.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
I eat the hell out of those, you know.
Oh, yeah, if somebody brings in food, I guess I will break my fast there.
But that's not often, you know.
But how many people you know that do eat breakfast eat pretty much the same thing every day?
Yeah, because it's...
Most people I know that eat breakfast...
Because it's quick and easy.
Right. Yeah, right. And you figured out that works for you. They say you should, you know, vary up your breakfast menu when you can.
Got it. All right.
Takes a lot of work.
I want some breakfast, man. Right.
Takes a lot of work.
Yeah. Waffles in the toaster.
A bowl of cereal would be nice right now.
Wouldn't it?
And then E.
Some eggs.
Sounds great right now. Just a bowl of cereal right now. Yeah. Sounds great in the microphone, too.
E is exercise.
Well, I do that.
But
not in the morning.
But in the morning.
No.
These are morning things that you're supposed to be doing.
If I didn't work this early, I would never do that.
Ever been a morning workout guy?
I will work out in the morning on the weekends, but I'm talking like 9:30.
Yeah, I got done with that after high school football. We were out in the field at 7 in the morning. Just grueling crap. Once I got out of high school, I said no, I would never do that again. Never work out that early in the morning.
No, my biorhythms have always inclined
But 9
me.
Is not really... But 9, I get 9 push, but that's also, for us, that's not morning.
No, and I've gotten up and I've had my coffee and sat around and zoned out on my phone for a little while. And now I'm going to go... I'll go get something done.
But I seem to like to work out about 4 in the afternoon.
Does it count that I usually work out after my nap? Like
I work out after the nap too,
but like right after my nap, I get up and get ready and then hit the gym right after
Tug
that.
One, right.
So I mean,
exercise one of those. We do that.
It's the second morning of the day that I work out in. Right. You know,
what's the next one?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay,
that's
right.
E.
Yeah, shyness.
Right. Yeah,
anything can happen.
Yeah, I think a lot of this stuff could apply to us after a nap in the afternoon,
the second morning.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm, yeah.
I'm good enough.
That's all wake up time. I think I need to get better about it. Sometimes, I hope my wife isn't listening. But
like, you say that a lot.
Yeah. But I'll be sleeping, take a nap, and I'll wake up and be like, oh, I should probably get up. But I don't think that doesn't seem like it was a long enough nap.
Tyler's morning
routine.
And then
I'll
routine.
Go, then I'll go back to sleep, right. And it'll be too long. They'll be all groggy.
All right.
The acronym for Tyler's morning routine is SWAG. It's S, wipe, okay. And go. And I usually wait till
you come here to ass wipe and go, right?
Because right, okay. It doesn't kick
in. Well, I also read my phone. I get ready for work while I'm pooping, you know.
Yeah, I do the same thing, but it doesn't kick in till I get here when I have a little bit of coffee.
And that changed, man. I never used to poop for the show. Now I poop for the show for years now. But I used to poop after the show. I guess my body chemistry has changed, something like that. Just in case you want to know about that. Driving to work today, want to know when I poop? There you go.
Right. I've just tried to stop pooping during segments.
Is there some...
It's only been 2 weeks, Nick. You made it 2 weeks.
Is it something Freudian that you used to poop after the show?
Well, I kind of poop both now.
Are you
before and after.
Yeah, right. Basically S-ing on the place.
Yeah, it's a symbolic gesture.
Right, I'd like to have a psychologist look into that.
Yeah. Yeah, they talk a lot of these things that they're talking about in this article. They're talking about people who have like sleep anxiety, they call it. Like,
melatonin.
They have problems sleeping, and then they sleep bad, and then the next night they're really tired, but they're anxious about not being able to sleep again.
Right.
You know, and I guess they're saying
good enough.
If you do some of these things in the morning, you can break out of some of these sleep
thinking
anxiety.
About tossing an ostrich salad this morning, so do a bit on that.
Right. I don't have time to do affirmations. There's big work to do.
Well, and I think if you wake up at a certain point, you know, the first one being silence. If you just sit there in the dark and the silence, I'm going back to sleep.
If my wife would see me just laying there with my eyes open, not doing anything, she'd go, "What the hell's going on?"
Yeah, she'd probably be scared.
You're freaking me out, man.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Rightfully so, she'd be scared.
Why are you just laying there? Affirmation, you know. Yeah. As I'm with my hand in my underwear.
Yeah. I'm enough.
You the man. You the man as I'm grabbing my crotch. Yeah.
Yeah.
That works really well.
Yeah, my silence is the snooze bar. Twice.
I mean, to a degree, my silence is the drive-in.
Yeah.
You know, I've kind of just got that 15 minutes or so to be inside my own head.
I think this is not just us. This is anybody who drives to work. I mean, all of us drive to work, and sometimes, probably happens every 2 or 3 days, where you realize you didn't know how you got there. Yeah. You don't know how you got there.
I remember every day.
Right. You'd be driving, you go, oh, my God, I get here.
You got nothing on the radio when you're driving in?
No, I got the radio on. Okay. I got the radio on, but I'm usually, you know, inside my own head, because I'm like he just said, I'm not paying attention to driving.
No, you're not.
The car knows the way. It's fine on its own. I'm thinking about something else.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Did college football do something right by giving Reggie Bush his Heisman back?
Yeah, he's getting it back. Looks like that's like breaking news now.
I drive in, I listen to the news radio, and you know what I heard this morning?
What?
Pecker, 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 Pecker.
But you listen to the Pecker Record station, by the way, because they don't like him right now because he's turned on Trump, correct?
Oh, I didn't really hear any of those opinions.
Oh, you just heard the news. Okay. Pecker, 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 Pecker.
Does he still run the National Enquirer?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, Reggie should have never lost his Heisman, and now with the NIL, everybody making millions of dollars, it's stupid.
Yeah, they cite enormous changes in the college football landscape.
Thank you.
That's why they're giving it back.
Thank you. Good. Good for him, man. He deserves it back.
Looks like he's going to get all of his Heisman, you know, benefit. He'll be invited to all the future Heisman trophy ceremonies and everything. It's like it never happened.
And he's famous enough now because he's still on TV to be back in the Heisman house, too.
Oh, yeah.
He never was in the Heisman. Yeah. Yeah. Just show up back in those commercials because you're wasting an opportunity
if you don't make some commercials about welcoming
Welcome
Reggie.
Back. Where were you? Where were you? I'll tell you later.
Absolutely, they have to do that.
Long story. I'll tell you later.
Is that Nissan?
Yes.
I think it's Nissan.
Who bought this house?
Has the Heisman house.
I wouldn't know. Yeah. You're right. Good for him, because that was stupid, you know, when they try to hang on to those old archaic rules and people are making a fortune. Making the money they deserve, I should say, to play college sports.
That was 2010.
Is he one of the best college football players ever?
He was great. Wasn't he great?
He was unbelievable.
Amazing to watch.
Yeah, he was pretty. Him and Leinart, that team, they were pretty unstoppable there for, what, 2-3 years? Yeah.
And he also tagged Kim Kardashian. You know, good for him.
He did.
That's not as big an achievement.
He's one of the few that went through that. I'm not shaming
the exclusive
her.
Club.
She has new boyfriends and they have sex. Good for her. You know, I saw a picture recently on Kimmel. God, I'm going out on a limb here, but she's so gorgeous, isn't she?
Yeah, really.
I wonder what knowing she sucks guys. Who's banging her now?
Throwing some opinions out.
Who's
there.
Who's banging her now?
Matt Leinart.
The dude played for the Giants. Now he plays for the Ravens. Yeah, got famous with the Giants.
OBJ,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're a couple now.
I think they were, and then they weren't.
I thought they were. I thought they were at a party together.
I thought they broke up.
Yeah,
they were earlier this year, and then I think they.
Where's she gonna find another guy that wants to date her? You know.
Poor girl. She should start dating a Kansas City Chief.
Right, they have to be on a major league roster, don't they?
Because apparently Taylor Swift disses her on one of her tracks.
Yeah, they can show up.
Yeah, no idea what that track is. Right.
Just glare at each other through the suites at Arrowhead.
Here's my problem with Taylor Swift, and I have no problem with her. If you like her and you like her music, is the way mainstream media acts like we're all supposed to like her music. I never understood how, when I watch Entertainment Tonight, they go, oh, everybody loves it. No, I don't listen. It's not my type, but I'm glad you enjoy that.
Well, here's the part that bugs me.
It doesn't make any sense to me. No other artist has that nowadays. You have to like this person's music, or I don't get that.
I guess I like her just because she pisses off conservatives. So
well, I do too.
I'm guilty of that.
But I don't listen to one song from her, and I still like her. I like her because she pisses off conservatives.
I don't really know her music at all.
I like that part about her. I'm not going to listen. I don't live with my daughter right now. She's at school, so I don't hear it at all. You know?
This part makes me mad, though. I just was reading about this earlier in the week. There was some outlet that put a review of her new album out.
The guy couldn't put his name on it.
They did not put a byline on it because in the past when they've done, if you say anything remotely negative,
the Swifties come down on you.
And I'm sorry, but that's bullying. That's online bullying is what it is.
Right.
You're not allowed to say.
The guy just reviewed the album and he didn't like something.
And he might have said that, that song wasn't that great or this one wasn't. And they just, it was like locusts. They just descended upon him. That's not cool. And they shouldn't get a pass for that crap.
I'm with you. That is kind of bullying, right? The guy, he couldn't put his name in the
guess
review.
Who they're coming after now? Then
puss.
Whatever.
Big pussy.
Whatever. I haven't listened to the albums. Pussy. I would not be reviewing them.
What's the phone number, Todd?
877-931-4TNT.
What's your email, puss?
Nick at TNT Radio.
It's tough to bully a guy that calls himself Big Pussy, though. So he's hurt at all.
It's also tough to get him on the phone when he's the guy who can just not answer the phone.
That's true. No, I'm with Todd. I like when she pisses off conservatives, but I don't have to like her music because I'm a grown man. It's not my style.
But these grown people getting a pass for being asshat fans.
I'm with you on that.
That shouldn't happen.
Right.
They should be called out for that.
Right. All right. Cameron's not here today because he's got some stuff. But tomorrow, our friend... who's coming in tomorrow? Oh,
Rachel's coming in on Friday, and we're talking to George Lopez on Friday.
And, yeah, we're not talking to...
Nikki Glaser.
Nikki Glaser is a scratch.
She's a scratch.
Canceled, right. Yep.
Come on back. Keep it positive.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.